Praise the Lord. Good day, isn't it? Good day to be in the house of the Lord. Thank God. My baby boy is going to have a baby. Praise God. When I call Michael my baby boy, I don't know if I've told this story before. Maybe I've told it. Now you're going to say, yeah, 100 times you've told it. But we walked into a 7-Eleven one day over in Monticello. I think I was taking Michael for his driver's test. I'm not sure what the reason was we were going over to the government building. But we walked in this 7-Eleven, and there was this fellow standing there. I don't know if he was totally in possession of his wits. But he was standing there when we walked in. He looked at Michael, and he looked at me and said, baby boy, a baby boy. Here's a baby boy. Ah, baby boy. Do you remember that, Michael? I got such a kick out of that. I said, how do you know he's my baby boy? But so we call him baby boy, even before that. But it was interesting. But this is Mother's Day, and the sermon title I've given is Bowels of Compassion. My mother was a compassionate woman. I had written a song for her, and it spoke about, I remember the day as we sat by the fire, we counted the stars in the sky, and my mother and I watched the moon touch the mountains as the shadows of giants crept by. To the needy and poor, she would open the door, and with hands blessed with kindness to share, she gave unreserved of the things she was blessed with, and their hearts were renewed with her care. She brought joy to her family. She was wife to my father. She's the lady my sister would grow up to be. She was a God-fearing woman, giving love to her neighbors. But what more, she was mama to me. Ooh. Amen. Amen. But I want to speak of that because compassion, and in Rick Oskin's opening prayer today in Sunday school, he spoke of the word compassion. He mentioned compassion, not knowing that I had that in my heart. But I think one of the beautiful things about Jesus Christ and God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is that compassion is an expression that is exemplified in Jesus Christ and in the Holy Spirit. And I believe that more than any other quality, compassion is that quality that seems to exude from a mother. Of course, it is love, but the compassion is a heart that just seems to want to reach out. It hungers to be able to meet a need. And I want to read some scriptures here for a while about all the times that compassion is mentioned in conjunction with Jesus Christ. The first one was Christ's compassion for souls. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in the synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them because they had fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Christ had a compassion on the people that had fallen into sin in this world. God sent his only son because he has compassion to seek and save that which is lost. Next I see, and probably more so than any other aspect of Christ's ministry, compassion is mentioned as to healing and concern for the sick. And in Matthew 14:14, he says, and Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, this is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals. But Jesus saith unto them, they need not depart. Give ye them to eat. And they say unto him, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, bring them hither to me. And we know that Christ fed those thousands of men and women with those bread and fishes. Christ was constantly healing the sick and constantly doing works of righteousness and love because of his compassion. In Matthew 15:32, then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat, and I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint. And his disciples say unto him, when should we have so much bread in the wilderness as to feed this great multitude? And Jesus said unto them, how many loaves have you? And they said, 7 and a few fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down. And he gave the 7 loaves and the fishes, and gave thanks, and brake them, and gave them to the disciples and the multitude. And the disciples gave them to the multitude. And we know that again, he fed them. At once he fed 4,000, and another time he said 5,000 with that. Mentioning of him with healing and the healing of the blind man. In Matthew 20:30, and behold, 2 blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. And the multitude rebuked them, because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. And Jesus stood still and called them and said, what will ye that I shall do unto you? They say unto him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes were received sight, and they followed him. Jesus heals in another place in Mark 1:40. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And the leper was healed. Jesus raises the dead because of compassion. Luke 7:12 says, now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people in the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion and said unto her, weep not. And he came and he touched the bearer, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. Jesus commends the heart of the compassionate. In Matthew 18:27, then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. If you remember this story. And then after he had forgiven the man the debt, the man, instead of being a forgiving heart and showing compassion, went out and tried to exact some money that another man owed him, much less than what he had owed the rich man. And so the rich man called him and said, shouldest not thou have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? Christ wants a compassionate heart from his people. In Luke 10:33, but a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. The story of the Good Samaritan is about compassion. In Hebrews 5:2, who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way, for that he himself also is compassed with infirmity? This is speaking of Jesus Christ and his compassion for you and for me. In Hebrews 10:34, for ye had compassion on me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and enduring substance. Christ wants us to have compassion. 1 Peter 3:8, finally, be all of you one mind, having compassion one on another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. And finally, in John 3:17, but whoso hath this world's goods, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up the bowels of his compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? God wants us to show compassion as a church. I don't know if that's a thing that can be learned or a thing that can be absorbed. I know that at times I've seen people that just seem to have a heart of compassion. When they see someone in hurting, they reach out to them. Their heart yearns for them. And I have seen this, especially in the women in this church and in my mother, in my wife. I have seen them when there is a child around. Usually it's not a man that first reaches for the baby, but a woman has compassion, has a love for that child. It's something that that exudes from her, that wells up inside her. And I think of that as being one of the major aspects of being a good mother, is to have a compassionate heart, a heart filled with compassion like Christ has encouraged us to be filled with compassion. I looked up compassion in the dictionary. It said sorrow for suffering or trouble of another, accompanied by an urge to help, a deep sympathy. And another definition was, compassion literally means to suffer together. And I love that, because I think about Christ saying, Paul saying, bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. I love the word bowels of mercy. They thought about the inward parts of a person. That is the parts that felt the emotion. And so when the bowels of your emotion rise up for a thing, it is something that, again, I say can't be learned. It is something that just comes up and wells up in you. And I believe that is only accomplished in the most perfect sense by those that know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And I looked up also compassion in the Greek as it was expressed in some of the verses. And this is a great word. And I'm going to have you repeat it after me. Splagnizomia. Splagnizomia. So I want you to have a little bit of splagnizomia in you. Everybody say that. Splagnizomia. It's compassion, and the Greek has used that word especially for a compassion that yearns from the innermost heart. To be moved as to one's bowels. Hence, to be moved with compassion, have compassion. And it said, for the bowels were thought to be the place of the seat of love in this Greek expression of this word. And God wants that. And I've often wondered about this. I'd like to equate this to a few things. First of all, the compassion of God seen in the person of Jesus Christ. Obviously, the compassion of the Holy Spirit, which exudes in the fruit. Again, for a mother's compassionate heart, and the way it is expressed towards those around her. I've seen it even with those that are not family, that compassion just seems to well up inside. And finally, many people have thought about healing. And I have seen Christ every time it seems that he has talked about healing or demonstrated healing, it was because he felt compassion. Sometimes people have tried to reduce healing to a formula. If you do this, that, and the other thing, then you can pray for a person. Or if you come with this, that, and the other attitude, you would be a good person. Or if you had the gift of healing, then you... But I have seen so many times as I've read through the Word of God that it was the compassionate heart of Jesus Christ that qualified him, along with many other things, that gave him a heart to reach out to the people. I believe that's what God is calling us in this congregation today, to be people of compassion. Something, again, that you cannot make into a formula, that you can't learn, but by coming into the Spirit of God, that compassion will begin to well up with inside you. You will feel the love of Christ Jesus in your heart. I believe that's what God wants for me, wants for you, for us to have a heart of compassion, to be touched with the feeling of others. It said that Christ was touched with our infirmities, being tempted again as I prayed, in all points like as we, yet without sin. He was touched with everything that we were touched with, because he wanted to have the compassion and a compassionate heart for others. I see that a mother's heart especially shows compassion in nurturing her children and in others' needs. I want to tell you about one of the most painful days of my life. As I look back, it breaks my heart to think about this. We had I have a great love for dogs. I kind of like you folks too. But the dogs in my life sometimes have been much more compassionate and loving than some of the people I know. Anybody ever see that? Do you have a pet that loves you? I had a goldfish who loved me. No, I don't know about that. But I know the dog did. We had a dog, and I was a young boy. I don't know if I was, past 10, maybe, maybe not. But Sport was the dog, and he was a great hunting dog. We had him in a pen outside, and always wanted to play with him. Dad said, don't open the gate because he'll run off. And I wanted to play with him, and I opened the gate. And to play with him, he ran between my legs, ran out across the alley, into the street, was hit by a car, and died. Ah, the guilt, the pain, the anguish of that has never gone away. But in the midst of my anguish, in the midst of my sorrow, it was my mother that comforted me. My mother that had compassion on my heart. Because I remember the instance that she sat me on her knee and just patted my head. And I sat there for the longest time. And it was so difficult when my father returned, who loved the dog, to be able to tell him that the dog had died. My father never turned and rebuked me, never said a word of condemnation to me. But I knew that his heart was broken, and it broke my heart. But the compassion of my mother was one of the things that stayed me in that difficult situation. So I thank God for mothers on that level. Hallelujah. I'm very emotional today. Shalom Aleichem. My mother, and what I've seen in mothers, is that they stick with the child all the way through its sickness. A mother will do anything for a baby. A couple gross things I'd like to share with you. They used to have a candy that was caramel and marshmallow. And it was, the caramel wrapped around the marshmallow. And it was a gooey candy. And this baby, this kid about 3 years old, was chewing this thing. And the caramel was running down the sides of its mouth, slobber all over the place. And it had just about had enough. I saw the mother take it out of the baby's mouth and put it in hers and eat it. That's a gross story about human mothers. I saw the way our dog used to clean up had pups. What am I doing here? The dog had puppies, and the way she cleaned up where they would defecate, she just licked it up and ate it. If you've seen one of the baby's diapers, that's the last thing you'd want to do. But that was a mother, and my mother would stick with me when I was sick. I saw her stick with my sister, and I've seen the mothers here also doing that. Maybe this is rubbing against it. All right. Whoop, now I got this wire. All right, so she stuck with me when I was sick. When I was sick, I used to get delirious, and I would start saying the weirdest things. And I remember, in a great perspiration, and I'm there, Daddy's got the pathy, I was saying, some kind of thing strange. But I remember waking up with my mother dousing my head with a washcloth as I was delirious with this fever. It was my mother that just seemed to always be there. My father was there for all the fun things, hunting, fishing. But my mother was there for all my sickening things. You can depend on a mother to be there when you're sick. That's the beauty of a mother. And so I find the compassion of a mother in the times of deepest sorrow, as I did with the dog, the times of nurturing when I was sick. I saw the mother's compassion in seeking deliverance from the Syrophoenician woman when she was seeking deliverance for her daughter from some spirit that had come upon her. A mother will wade into the fray no matter if her life depends on it. She will humble herself, embarrass herself, do anything to protect her child. Oh, woe be to anyone that would ever say a word against me in front of my mother. I was next to Christ. She would defend me, and she was well able. My mother was strong. We used to wrestle, my mother and I. up to the time I was about 35. No, I'm kidding you. I remember my mother could take me when I was 12 years old. My mother, she was a Navy woman, and she was super fast. My mother could run the 100 faster than the guys. She was an athlete. And I remember I always wanted to have my mother's legs. She had calves. I mean, she looked like, you know, one of those superstars, you know. But anyhow, she was strong as a bull. But my mother would wrestle with me and hold me down, and we had such a good time. But years later, I paid her back. I used to drag her across the floor by the ankles. I picked her up, threw her over my shoulder, and ran up the steps with her when I was about 17, 18. My grandmother would sit there in the kitchen because she was living with us. Oh, please, Bert, please, Bert, please, Bert. But my mother could take it, so I had a good time with my mother. But my mother defended me in every instance. There's something about a mother. I've been wrong many times in my life. But my mother always made a concession for me. She stood with me, even if I was wrong. And if you were wrong, she would tell me I was wrong, but she still stood with me. She never sold me out. My mother never sold me out. I've been sold out by many people, but my mother stood with me all the time. She tried to put me in the right direction because I was a very overly excitable boy. But my mother was there. And I see that when in the expression of Christ that he was gentle with the disciples, and if he had to tell them something harsh, he told them. But that quality of a mother, I like to see exemplified. Sorry about that. This is just going to have to go on. You have to live with it. I'm living with it. And she had a compassion for souls. My mother, I remember as she was older, she began to take a course, studying a course of Bible presentation so that she might be able to tell others about God. So my mother had a heart for souls, and I believe that that is expressed in the things of Jesus Christ. Motherhood, when it comes to compassion, is what the beautiful expression of Christ is seen in the compassion that a mother has. And lastly, the compassion to heal. It was seen in a mother. My mother, as I say, was always there for people. And if she saw somebody that was in distress, the thing that impressed me most about my mother in my older years is my grandmother came to a place where she was about to die. And it was the last couple months of her life. And my mother was with her. Is this distracting you? It is to me. My mother was with her, nursing her in the bed up to the time she died. And if anyone has ever had to do that, you have to change them. You have to make sure the bed is right. And at their beck and call, you have to come. And I remember there was one time when they went up and my grandmother seemed like she wasn't breathing. And my aunt had come for a week, and they both just broke down and wept. And not, I don't know, because they were sorry to see her go, yes, but then it turned out that she hadn't died, and she was alive. And then they started to laugh hysterically from the whole situation. But then my grandmother finally did pass away, but the admiration it left in my heart for one to stick by a person that was sick, and you get no reward whatsoever for that. Was an encouragement to me. That's what Christ is in our life. And he has expressed that, I believe, in motherhood. I never liked the expression, God couldn't be everywhere, so he invented mothers. That's not true. God is everywhere. And mothers are an expression of the love of God. That's what a mother is, an expression of the love of God. Not that men aren't, but a mother's compassion cannot be matched. It just can't be matched. There's something, that's why I love just the thought of a woman, a beautiful, a tender-hearted, a soft, lovable woman. And that is what women are. And whether you have given birth to a child, within you is that heart of compassion. Whether you've given birth or not, I count you all the women to have that motherly instinct in their heart. And I thank God for that. I will say this to you, that there have been expressions of love in the world, and I don't doubt that they are sincere. But I believe that the greatest expression of love is seen in the person of Jesus Christ. Compassion for the people. And the Bible tells us that when a person comes to Christ, that same spirit that was in him comes into you. And if we will let that have its full effect. Tim did a beautiful job this morning in presenting some of the things of the Holy Spirit. And he said that the Holy Spirit could be grieved. And I will say this to you, that the compassion of Jesus Christ resides in your heart to express that compassion. You can withhold that. You can hold the love of Christ back. You can hold the compassion of Christ back from being expressed in your heart. But the best thing to do is let that compassion spill out of you and be a blessing to everyone you meet. That's what God wants for this church. That's what I see in the expression of motherhood. Do you have a heart of compassion? If you don't, feel that you do, or if you don't, in fact, it is nothing that you can formulate or educate or even cultivate. It is something that has to come from a relationship with Jesus Christ. The closer you come to the Lord and the more you let his love work in you, the more the heart of compassion will pour forth from you. Allow the Holy Spirit to rise up within you and bring forth a compassionate heart. Again, I close with this scripture from 1 John 3:17. But whoso hath this world's goods, and you know, when I think about this world's goods, obviously at this point it may be speaking of material possessions, but you have the goods of Jesus Christ. You have been blessed with everything that is in Christ. You have. He has given all of his riches according to God unto you. We are possessors of that. And if we withhold that, and it doesn't mean just material goods, it means every bit of the aspect of the love of Christ shown in compassion. But whoso hath this world's goods and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up the bowels of his compassion, how dwelleth the love of God in him? If you are seeing a person that is in need of the things that I mentioned about motherhood, nurturing or comforting or understanding or salvation, if you are seeing them and you are already possessors of the riches of glory in Christ Jesus, and you somehow withhold those bowels of compassion, how dwelleth the love of Christ in you? But if in fact you have felt the love of Christ pouring forth from you, you have felt the love of Christ in you, and you are rejoicing for what God has given you, and you walk around with a heart that overflows with compassion to everyone you meet. Imagine how the glory of God will be lifted up, and people will love God because of your testimony of compassion to them. My prayer for you, for me, for all of us this day, is that we might exemplify not only the love of Christ, but that with which it is expressed in motherhood, the compassionate heart that she exemplifies. Bless you this day on this Mother's Day. May the joy of Christ be your strength. In Christ's name, amen. God bless you.